Hey, FM Radio, this is Melissa Goncalves, your host, with the second topic of our love chats during Valentine's Day week. And if you've been paying attention on social media, you'll know that this topic is all about traveling and treating yourself. And I mean, obviously, again, we have the subject matter expert on traveling and treating yourself and getting shit done, Bianca Reyes of Oh So Fashionably Late.
Hey. So let's talk about traveling. It's such a funny topic because of the times that we're living in right now. So nobody's really traveling. Although some people are, but it just looks different from what it looked like several months ago. I kind of look at traveling as a way of treating yourself. Like sometimes you just think to yourself, okay, I'm working really hard. 6 months from now, I want to take a trip to wherever it is. And so you save up your money, you book that flight, you schedule your time off and everything, and you get out there. And sometimes, and I wish I did this more before when we did have the opportunities to travel, I wish that I took more opportunities to travel myself. And I kind of was, there's this blogger that I follow. Her name is Kristen Simon, and her blog is called Pink Neon Lips. And she has a really interesting mantra. It's learn how to travel solo and fall in love with yourself. And that really resonates with me because I think that sometimes when you travel and you experience new things and you see new things and just get different perspectives from other cultures, you kind of learn something about yourself and it kind of helps you fall in love with yourself a little bit more each time, like each step of the way.
Absolutely. And when I sort of hear that, I think to myself too, when you're traveling with someone, you are sort of experiencing that trip through their eyes as well. As opposed to when you're traveling alone, it's really just your own experience. You get to have your own opinions about things and you get to sort of do what you want to do, not sort of, you know, not what you feel like the group wants to do or what you're, you know, friend or significant other wants to do. And there's so much that you learn about yourself, so much confidence that can be built by taking it on an adventure, I would say, alone. I think a lot of people have sort of maybe steered away from that because it's scary, right? They think it's not as safe to travel alone. But I think it's such a beautiful thing. And I would agree with you. I wish that I had taken more time to even just do like a weekend road trip alone, right? And go stay in a hotel in a fun city and just like take everything in.
I had those planned. I had them planned. You know, life had other plans for me, but, you know, I definitely like I had a list. I was like, okay, Labor Day weekend, here's where I want to go. And they weren't even huge, extravagant traveling plans. It was just like, I want to go to Boston and check it out. I want to go to Chicago and like spend a weekend. And I, you know, looked up all these cool restaurants that I wanted to go to. And so, you know, that was 2020. But like I said, you know, life had other plans for me. But I'll definitely, you know, once things are sort of back to normal, they're still definitely on my list. It's not like I forgot it and put it away. Like there's definitely still things that I want to do. But that is one reason why I never traveled a ton before, especially to other countries, was because I didn't want to go alone.
And it's funny now because I feel like there's a lot of, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but there's so many different travel groups now. So if you are a party of one, but you don't want to travel by yourself, you want sort of that camaraderie that comes with being in a group, there's actual travel groups that you could sign up for where people get vetted and you're able to sort of be a part of a group that can go to like Australia and places that are so far that you couldn't fathom being alone in. But you're allowed to, you know, go with sort of a bigger group. So I encourage, you know, if that's something that any of our listeners have thought about, to start looking into those things now. Because obviously, you know, traveling is expensive. And even though you might not feel comfortable traveling right now, you could plan a trip maybe a year from now or 6 months from now and start to budget for that. So I think that that's not probably not a bad idea.
Condé Nast actually has a group of women who travel. I think that's actually what it's called, is Women Who Travel. And they schedule all these trips and you can just sign up for any of the trips depending on where they are, the timing and everything. And they plan out the entire trip for you. So you have this itinerary. So you don't have the stress of like figuring out what you're going to do, and you're going to be with another group of women. So it's kind of nice to know that you're not going to be going alone. You're still doing all these new exciting things, and you'll make some friends along the way.
I love that. I think that's a really cool idea. I also think too, and I know obviously people have been hesitant to travel somewhat during COVID and whatnot, but I have traveled twice, and it's one of the things that I actually consider one of the positives that has come out of 2020 is that the two places that I went to, one of the places I had been before, the other place I had never been to and didn't know, I really couldn't tell you if I would ever go there on my own. But it was for the bachelorette party that I went to, my sister-in-law's bachelorette party. And we were supposed to go to Miami, right? So, you know, we were all gearing up to go to Miami. I bought clothes 6 months in advance for Miami. And then we were like, wow, we really can't go anywhere. Like, Florida is a red alert zone. Like, you can't even fly into Florida without getting COVID. I'm not going there. And so I'm like, where the hell can we go that's in our state that we can drive to? And then after some like Google searching, at first we were thinking, oh, let's just, you know, rent out a cabin in the woods and we'll just, you know, hang out and have fun by ourselves. But then I came across Lake George. Obviously, it was a very popular destination for people to go to. I have never been to Lake George with the exception of like my 8th grade Frost Valley trip. But, you know, it was a really cool thing because we found a beautiful resort through a college friend of mine who actually lived up there. So the Sagamore Resort, and we went there and it was just absolutely stunning. And I don't know if I would have chosen that trip, but I can't wait to go back. It's just the most beautiful resort. It was right on the lake and we went Labor Day weekend. So it was hot. I didn't anticipate it to be so hot. And there's a beautiful pool. There's all these lawn chairs. There's like a pool bar. So we were all drinking strawberry daiquiris all day. And we had an animal print bathing suit day. So we were able to just pretend we were in Miami, but we weren't really in Miami. But that really opened my eyes to thinking about places that you can go that are a drive distance, right? Lake George, I think, was like 3.5 hours from us. And that really opened my eyes to thinking, okay, there is a way for you to travel during this mess of a year and still be comfortable doing so.
Yeah, for sure. I think that once the reality kind of set in that I'm not going to be able to travel and go to all these places. So like, let's just toss that. Like, I think at the time I was still waiting, like next month, things could get better. Okay, maybe next month things might get better. You know, things can change. Then like months and months and months went by and I was like, all right, so nothing's getting better anytime soon. It's fine. Like you said, we did our little road trips. I know Rhode Island is both of our favorites, I think. I mean, that was like always my annual family trip because it's like still like quote unquote local, even though it's not in New York and the family is all able to like drive down or up wherever it is and just all get there and be together. That being said, so just how I said that I kind of lowered my expectations in terms of what my travel life was going to look like for the next few months, I also kind of learned to lower my expectations in terms of accommodations, the smallest things, like the hotel is not changing your sheets, like they're not going in your room until you're leaving, then they'll go in and like take all the linens and wash it. But like, it's not the same as it used to be. When it comes to restaurants, I think that the service is so slow. And I get that it can be frustrating, but at the same time, you have to remember like restaurants are working at like, what is it? It was 25% capacity and then it was 50. Yep. But they still only have that staff that was serving 25 capacity. So they got some of their space back to hold more people, like to serve more people, but they weren't able to bring back as many staff. Yep. And so I think you just have to be patient and just kind of lower your expectations a little bit. When it comes to the entertainment industry, like everybody is trying their best to provide the same luxury services that they were before, and they're doing it in a really difficult time.
You nailed it. Perfectly said. I completely agree with that. And it's the one thing I can't understand for some people that, go to a restaurant or a hotel or a bar, you know, during this time, and that they don't understand that there are so many restrictions put on these places and put on these businesses, and they're really doing the best that they can. And that's, you know, and you say like, you know, lower your expectations, right? Like, this is not going to be a, you order towels and you're getting them within a millisecond. You know, you need to just relax, breathe. Everyone's doing the best they can. But also even lowering expectations as far as the places you're going to. So you might read on TripAdvisor or something that one of the restaurants or one of the bars was just like, you know, popping, right? Great spot, so busy, music, all this good stuff. But just keep in mind that this is a different time than when that person probably put that review in. So when you get there and you realize that they're only letting in like two groups at a time to sit and eat, and you probably can only sit for an hour and then you have to leave, like, keep those things in mind or call ahead. I called ahead. We did, my boyfriend and I did an anniversary trip in November when we went to Newport, Rhode Island, and I called ahead to every single place and asked, do I need to make a reservation? Do you require certain types of structures? Like, how's your business structure? Where's the seating? Is it outside? Because I knew then I had to pack a jacket, right? Because if they're going to seat us outside, it's probably space heaters. So maybe just bring a coat so that you're, you know, more comfortable sitting outside. So I made all those phone calls. But also just for my peace of mind as well, I wanted to know, if we go and spend money to, you know, go to this city, am I going to be stuck in my room the whole time, or am I going to feel comfortable venturing out? So I just highly recommend to do your research on wherever you're going. And just like Bianca said, lower your expectations and just understand that everyone's operating during one of the, you know, most famous words of 2020, a very unprecedented time.
I know. It's like unprecedented. What else? What are the other buzzwords?
God.
Just pivoting.
Catastrophe. That's what it is.
Yes, catastrophe. It's a hot mess.
Oh, man. But I think that's, as far as, you know, traveling, treating yourself, there's so many ways. You know, you don't have to sit at home and be miserable that you can't go anywhere. There are so many places you can go. Again, Lake George really, really surprised me. I was very impressed. We did a tiki boat ride, obviously on the lake, and it was just the cutest thing. Like, you have the ability to book the entire boat out so you can pay a little extra, and then it's just your party of people. They allowed us to connect to the Bluetooth, so it was like, bring your own drinks and bring your own snacks. So we were out there just having a blast, listening to music, drinking, and it's beautiful. I mean, I was so, so surprised. So if you're trying to plan something for the spring or the summer, I highly encourage Lake George. Obviously, we sit at the Sagamore. That's a little bit more pricey, but I was trying to give the bride a little bit of a better experience considering the whole year was a mess. But there's so many other more cost-effective places to stay, so highly recommend that. And I know both you and I definitely recommend Rhode Island. I think it was like 2.5 hours from here. Is that what it is?
I feel like it is. That sounds about right. But driving, beautiful. It's like 2, maybe 1.5, you know.
With my driving, it's like 5, maybe 6.
No.
Oh, great. I can't. What about, and I'll let you take the lead on self-care, because you are truly the queen of self-care. I think you just had like the most gorgeous bath. Was it yesterday or the night before?
Yes. Baths are my thing. I feel like, my baths are much better nowadays, being in like a real bathtub in a house compared to like being in New York City in a little shoebox, and you have like that tub where, like, you know, your knees are sticking up because you can't actually lay out in the tub.
I totally hear that.
Right? Or, you know, like the thingy like that shows when it's full, like maybe the water starts going down a little bit because you're filling it up too high. And, you know, it's a struggle. Yep.
Oh my gosh. So true.
That has always been a goal of mine. Like, or not even a goal. It's something that I used to make it a point to do, like every Sunday, for example, do my nails, do a mask, read a book, that kind of thing, and just kind of unplug for an hour or two. And now it's just like become like one day a week, like literally the entire day. Like Sunday, it's like bath. I'm doing my hair, doing a hair mask, doing, they have masks for everything. What's it called? Anise is the name of the company. They have like masks for your ass, for your cleavage, for your bikini line. Like there's masks for everything. I'm just masking my entire body and just relaxing. And, baths too. That's another one. I feel like taking a bath, it's not just about self-care. I feel like if that's the one place that you go and you're not touching your phone or your laptop, find your happy place wherever that is. Maybe for other people, it's just like simply sitting on the couch with the TV turned off.
Right.
Maybe for other people, it's like going for a walk. It doesn't, I don't think that it makes a difference where it is or what you're doing or more luxurious than somebody else's form of self-care. It's just about right. like what it is that relaxes you.
Yeah. And you can try a few things and see what, just as you were saying, see what works for you, see what makes you feel good. I know for me, especially before it was getting dark out so early, I did a lot of walking after work. So I'd go and I'd walk 3 miles and I wasn't really tracking it, but I was just walking around my neighborhood because it would help me sort of clear the air of what the day was and the stress from the day. And then it would help me just come back into my apartment and I would feel like I almost like lost all my baggage on my walk. So I was doing that a lot. And we do here in Casa de Goncalves, lots of, face masks. So we do face mm-hmm. mask Fridays. Anyone who knows me knows that my boyfriend had a much better skincare routine than I had coming into this relationship. I don't even think I ever moisturized anything but my face. So I've learned a lot from the things that he likes to do. So now we do them together. And that's also relaxing because it's something fun that we get to do together. So it just helps to, you know, peel back the layers on a tough day and just reset. But yeah, I'd say walking for me is a big thing. Cause it also does make me feel like I'm exercising, but, you know, it's just a brisk walk. I guess I can't lie. My walk would always take me past the Dunkin' Donuts too. So I'd always get a coffee. So I guess that was the real motivating factor.
I know, right? Go for a walk and grab your Starbucks.
Like always getting my coffee and just taking it with me. But
I think that also like, number one, it's good for your skincare routine, but it's just something that like slows you down too. Just anything that you can do to slow down. Cause I feel like even now that we're all home and we're just, you know, maybe feeling bored or just overcompensating and filling up our schedules with all these things. It's really important to take a moment to sit back, like the same way you would before, like just like leave a weekend that you're not doing anything and like use that time to relax. Like it's important to still do those things now.
Right. Right. And I will say too, and you can probably relate to this as far as, you know, the side hustles, it's difficult to manage your self-care sometimes when it seems like all of your free time is wrapped up in your side hustle. I know for me, I call it like the 9 to 5 and the 5 to 9. But sometimes on a Monday night, you know, you don't want to do work after work. So then you save it for the weekends and all those precious weekend hours that were supposed to be dedicated to you just, you know, worrying about yourself and relaxing are now focused entirely on building a side business. You know, for me, it's working on my podcast editing. So it is, you know, I highly encourage you to block off time on your calendar and just make it a routine, right? Friday nights, I'm going to do this. Sunday nights, I'm going to do that. And then after a while, those things that you do to relax yourself through a routine end up becoming something that you will divert to on a random day just because you're feeling some type of way, right? So if I start walking on a Saturday morning every week and I see that it's making me feel good on Monday, if I have a crappy day, I'm just going to go for a walk because I remember feeling good after my Saturday walk. So it'll end up being such a comfort level and a routine. It'll build itself up on its own.
Yeah, I think going for a walk was especially a bigger deal for us when we were still in the city because it gets a little claustrophobic being in a 1-bedroom apartment all the time. And so, you know, we'd keep our distance from people and wear our mask when we went into stores and things like that. But yeah, going for walks like along the FDR or right off the West Side Highway over there, like that was really important. And number one, it's good exercise, but we would just go like for hours and you just keep on walking and walking. And it's like, maybe normally you wouldn't be up for doing that, but because you're stuck inside all day, you're like more motivated to do it.
Do we miss anything? Do we want to add anything in? Let's ask a third party. Brianna, if you were listening, which don't expect you to, but would you add anything else in for traveling and treating yourself, being mindful and present?
You guys are so funny. I'm eating gummy bears like they're going out of style.
I'm jealous. That's enough for treating yourself. You know, gummy bears. Put them on the list.
So what are you guys talking about? Traveling in a post-COVID world? Man, this is very tailored to just New York City. But I am counting down the days to where I get enough money to make a special trip. I'm going to get a Zipcar. Matt and I are going to go to like a real size Target that is outside of the city and spend this gift card we got for Christmas. I have held on to this gift card for now a month because it's like, we need to make this a thing, you know? Technically, there's a little baby Target down the street from us because we live on the east side, but I can't. I got to go to a big Target.
That used to be my Target.
Oh, yeah. Over by Kips Bay.
Yep. That was my Target.
I'm surprised they let me back there. I accidentally broke like 16 of those Mary candles on accident one day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. So I'm pretty sure they have my picture up there somewhere.
Yeah, your picture's in the back office.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, in today's like situation, trips are so important for like mental health.
Yes.
Everything could, I guess, be technically a trip now as long as you're doing it safe, but like going to the grocery store and doing little things like that because you don't get to do any of the big stuff. So to scale, everything is huge now because you don't get to do, you know, week-long vacations anywhere.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I have no idea what we're going to, we just have to kind of wait, I guess, until everything opens up. But it's my big Target journey I'm going to have sometime in either January or February.
I'm actually cracking up at that because my boyfriend didn't understand. And I told him it was like a personal thing. But when we moved to the suburbs, I was like, I can't wait to just get in my car and go to the grocery store and just get everything I need. And he was like, okay, crazy. And now I can see it's not just me.
Oh, no. I love it. We used to live in Rochester, New York, and we would go to Wegmans every time we were there, which is a grocery store, and that sounds silly, but it's like a cult and I belong to it hard. So every time we were there, we would get a car, we'd go to Wegmans, we'd take a picture inside of it. Like we had never seen one before.
Can you stop? They just opened one up in White Plains and best prepared foods.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. So good.
Get those cheeses. Go into the cheese cave and get the cheeses.
I can't.
No, I'm a psychopath, but yeah, no, the cheeses are real good. All the Wegmans, all of it. There's one in Brooklyn, so we order it from Instacart. But anyways, this is your podcast, so I'm gonna shut up. But anyways, that's my 2 cents. Target runs are fun trips now. All right, I'm out of here, but I'm still listening if you need me.
Okay.
Just as far as traveling goes, in terms of COVID with relationships, like it is propelling people into different scenarios, because unlike how you could do it pre-COVID where it's like, all right, we're dating, we're seeing each other. Now it's like, well, if you have a roommate, I don't really feel comfortable with you going back to your roommate every night. So why don't you just stay here? And then we're quarantining together when people probably haven't been dating for all that long. So I feel like that could be kind of either a blessing or a curse that comes with COVID.
Yeah, right. So I think that COVID has had a really profound effect on relationships, and it either like drives you away from each other or it brings you closer. And I'm finding that in my relationship, I think that it kind of progressed things along rather quickly, in a good way. And so it's like you go from having your own life and you're out going to work, seeing your friends, going out for happy hour and dinners and things like that. And then like you see your boyfriend, that's like a secondary thing. Whereas like now COVID happened, and just because of logistics with everything, we're basically like, you know, I'm not going to say living together, but quarantining together. And right. So I just find it interesting, like my friends who have either broken up or their relationships have gotten stronger since having to quarantine with their significant others all the time. And so I think that even now, like traveling together may not be as big of a deal as it was before because you're with your significant other all the time.
Right. That's such a good point. And I sometimes have this realization with my boyfriend where it's like, did we just do really well this year? Or, you know, is that the norm? Because it's true. There are a lot of couples who have gone their separate ways, or couples who, because they're now on top of each other, certain things that maybe they didn't like about the other have come to light. But I personally don't feel that way. I actually feel like this year made us so much closer and made us realize that we can do this.
Me and my boyfriend have been together. It's almost 2 years now. I feel like from very early on, we did a few things that were like a little unconventional and like some might even say rushing it. But like after like, what, 2 months of dating, we decided to go on vacation together. And I don't usually bring guys home to my family unless it's like a serious thing and I'm keeping them around. It's going well. Cause I just don't see the point.
Right.
And so I wanted to go on this vacation and I'm thinking to myself like, so Bermuda sounds nice, but, and I'm like, how am I going to say this? And so eventually we had the conversation after like a week of avoiding the topic. I finally just said, I was like, I know like number one, we have like a little bit of an age gap. So he's in his 30s, I'm in my 20s. And so like his parents probably don't care what he's doing, but mine do. And they're up my ass 24/7. So that being said, like, I don't think that I can go on vacation with you, without you meeting my family, like my parents. It's kind of like a big deal and it's like a little awkward. And I would never normally like ask somebody to come meet my parents after only dating them for 2 months. Like that's a lot.
Right.
But he was a good sport about it and he did. And I felt better about it in the end because obviously things worked out, you know, later on. And I think that if I didn't do that, then my parents like might have that like as a strike against him almost like later on if they met him later.
Right.
They're like, right. Oh, right. Like he took our daughter on vacation and didn't think he needed to come meet us. Strike one. So we kind of, you know, we crossed that bridge when we got there. I think we did it well. Everything worked out in the end. And I definitely had a friend or two of mine that said, like, oh, are you sure you're not rushing this? Like, you guys are going on vacation together. But like I said, it worked out. And so we went to Bermuda, and I found that that was the first time that we had been together for, like, days straight compared to just, like, dating normally, like just seeing each other for dinner, drinks, that kind of thing.
Right.
And you kind of like learn about the person in a different way. Just like how the conversation goes, like how they treat you or how they go about things. And I guess from my perspective, I like to see that somebody is very team oriented when it comes to being in a relationship. So like, my opinion does matter. Like, what are we going to do today? We're going to spend a couple hours at the beach. Are we going to go see the salt caves? Are we going to go do this? And just like kind of making those decisions together. You kind of learn about how each other, number one, handles making decisions with another person. And number two, yeah. Like, you know, just being mindful that like you're on vacation with another person. So like just getting to do new things. Try new things and do things together that you both enjoy.
Absolutely. I love that. And it's so true. I think you had way more guts after 2 months. Holy crap.
It's like, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, it was like a little awkward to bring it up, but he was a good sport about it. He met my parents, and he actually met more than my parents that day, because it was like a family barbecue that was a week before the time we were going on vacation. So he like met like mom, dad, cousin, uncle, like everybody all in one shot.
Oh my God. So even if he wanted out, he was stuck with the plane tickets.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Wow. Wow. But that's great. And you bring up such a good point where I really do feel like vacations or even just being away with someone is a really great way to be able to tell who they are in various situations, because you run into like needing to be organized, needing to be places on time, needing to be kind to people, appreciating other cultures. So you get to really see how someone would act in various situations based on like a 4-day trip. I think that might not be a bad idea. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. For sure. Like, how do they react when they find out their flight is delayed?
Right. Or their luggage is missing. Oh, my God. Yeah. The first trip I took with a significant other, my luggage didn't even show up. And I was in Florida. So I had to go get a bathing suit at a Target. But I was like, hey, whatever. It's Florida. Like, all you need is a bathing suit anyway.
Oh, no. I'd be losing my shit in the middle of the airport.
I mean, if I was going somewhere, like if I went to Vegas and I lost my suitcase, then we'd have a problem. Then I would be getting broken up with for sure for overreacting.
It's an interesting way to get to know somebody.
All right. That's all we got for topic 2. Hope you enjoyed our discussion. Be sure to join us on Friday, February 12th for the final installation of our series and for an in-depth discussion on love, sex, and relationships with psychologist and sex therapist, Dr. Shannon Chavez.